The prophet Jeremiah reminds us of this consistent and constant sin of the people, the chosen people, and the simple command of God the Father. This is what I command my people: listen to my voice. Walk in all the ways that I command you. Simple. Listen to what he says and follow in his way. But Jeremiah goes on to say, in the voice of the Father, they obeyed me not, and they did not pay me heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. This is a constant accusation, condemnation of the chosen people. It says, from the time they left Egypt, this has been the case. And it's not much different today. This unwillingness or inability to listen to the voice of the Father. And this is why Mother Church gives us this season of Lent. It's not to punish us or to make our lives more difficult or painful. It's not to make us suffer for no reason. But it's to silence all the noise in our life so that the interior life, the place where God dwells, can have space, can have permission to thrive within us so that we can hear his voice, so that we can confidently walk in his way. But to hear the voice of God requires a silent interior life. And perhaps that's why the world is so noisy. And why even sometimes in the church it's so noisy. Like, we don't want to hear God's voice. Like, we prefer our mediocre way of life or what's common and familiar to us. We're afraid of the challenge to go deeper. And it's a struggle for all of us to maintain the silence in the interior life so that we can hear his voice and walk in his ways. You know, Mother Church expects there to be silence in the church. This is one reason why, for those of you who have been here a while, we repositioned some of the spaces where we get ready for Mass so that the silence in the vesting rooms that Mother Church calls for can help the priests and the ministers prepare for Holy Mass so that we're not all jumbled together with the invitation to talk and to chit-chat and to chatter, which is why we have the signs as you come into the church reminding us that this is a sacred space and that it requires the silence of our hearts to hear God's voice. Because what was the end of this reading? This is a nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord or take correction. What a grave condemnation. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. Do we not see this on display in the world today with whatever we want to call this political correctness, this wokeness, this silencing of any opposition to the demonic forces in the world? The voice of the faithful has disappeared from the public sphere. It's like in the gospel that mute spirit has overtaken the church. Where are the voices crying out for fidelity, for right living, for respecting the natural law? When it's in our own families and our friends and in our work group, do we have the boldness to speak up for what is true, to condemn what is wrong, and to call everyone into a right relationship with Jesus Christ? Or are we silent for fear of being fired from our job or being excluded from our friend group or not invited to this thing or that thing? There is a a powerful force in our society that is seeking to quiet the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord out in the world comes from all of us. That we, through our baptism, have been called to be the prophets in this world. And the world needs our voice. People are dying in their sin, living in darkness, because the church is silent. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. So we pray for that spirit of boldness in our prophetic words in the world today. But before we can speak the word, we must receive the word. It requires silent prayer, attentive listening to the voice of the Father through the sacred scriptures, through the actions of the sacred liturgy, and through the encounter with the risen Lord in the Holy Sacrament. This is how we hear his voice. And as we hear his voice with confidence, we take one step at a time. Jesus rebuked and freed that man with the mute spirit. He will do the same for the church if we ask. If we only listen to his voice, if we heed his voice. The responsorial psalm today is a common theme throughout all of Lent. And for those of us who pray the Liturgy of the Hours, it's a daily recitation. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So we can cry out, speak, Lord, I want to hear your voice. Let me hear your voice, Lord. And give me the confidence and the boldness to go out and proclaim the saving truth of Jesus Christ.